I dine out for work on the magazine's expense, and then I also dine out on my own with friends and family and for fun. So I'm in a lot of restaurants, and I start getting an idea of what's really great, what I love, where I feel comfortable, what has a great combination of food and service and atmosphere, and then kind of what I call that restaurant umami, which is just how you feel in a place. Once I'm ready to really focus on that particular issue, though, I kind of get a rough list of maybe about 30 or more restaurants that I think would fit into it, sometimes more. And I go out with, in the past, it's been a rather large team of friends. The past couple years, it's been very small. People that have great critical acumen, people I respect a lot, also people that'll be really honest with me and kind of in my face. So, yeah, that's how it's done. And we go to many of these restaurants on the master list many times.
The top restaurant in Cincinnati, as you have named it, is the Orchids at Palm Court in the Hilton, Netherland. I can't ever remember.
Hilton, Netherlands, that's correct. Orchids at Palm Court. And yes, they are 5 years in a row.
So what is it about this particular restaurant that puts it at number one year after year?
You know, that's a really great question and one I actually struggle with. From a marketing standpoint, I would love for another restaurant to be in that number one position, just to shake up the list. But I really stick to what's the best experience with all the things that I just named, food, service, atmosphere, that kind of restaurant umami, how you fit into it. Orchids, the difference between a good restaurant, and there's lots of good restaurants out there that I love, and great restaurants, is their consistency.
Now, some of the other restaurants among the top 10 are fairly new restaurants, perhaps not new to your list, but new, relatively speaking, to the city.
There are both. Number 4 and 5 is Sennett and Abigail Street, and those are owned by the same people, and that was quite a surprise, actually. But I love these restaurants. I am in them all the time. I spend a whole lot of my own money in there.
What are some of the top 10 restaurants that are new to the top 10 list?
Again, Abigail Street. Sennett was on there last year, but Abigail Street is brand new. Via Vitae is not new to the list, but they haven't been on in a while, so they jump back on. Duchess Larder is brand new to the list, and they opened in May of 2012, so they haven't been open that long. And then Eli's Barbecue. Eli's has been open a little bit over a year, and he started out as on Fountain Square during the Market Tuesdays, and he was also at Findlay Market. The word spread quickly about how great his barbecue was, and he opened up a brick-and-mortar place along, I guess that's Eastern Avenue, I still call it. Some people call it Riverside Drive. And it has been packed probably every night since.
Donna Covrette is dining editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.